This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Friday. Man, has this been a week. You realize two more days, well, weekdays, and this election is over.
Yes.
Yeah. So we got this final barrage Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then into Tuesday. It used to be illegal to advertise on Election Day.
Yeah, I remember that.
And I don't think they changed the law. I just think people just started ignoring it.
I think everybody just kind of gave up.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I wish we'd go back to that.
It would be nice.
It would be nice.
It won't be, though, Tuesday. No. We will still have all the folks. A lot of the candidates were there last night for the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce annual meeting and dinner. Once again, big thank you to Beth Newhoff, our CEO, who was in town. I mean, literally, she was getting out of Bloomington like 6 a.m. this morning. So she flew in yesterday afternoon, did her thing, and then she was up and gone. All right, we're going to probably go through the bottom of the hour here just to let everybody know back at the station. Southeast Place, I remember when this started sort of percolating, and I remember when it went to the council for approval. Mm-hmm. And because for years and years, what you would hear to the Roy Mossers of the world, you know, people would ask these developers, you know, why aren't you developing in Decatur? And some of that's land, and availability.
Sure.
And demand. They decided to do this out here. And thankfully, most of the people in city council were pretty clear-headed about this. But this is literally right near Mount Zion. And this area of town is very confusing to people because people say the Walmarts and Mount Zion. I mean, this is all Decatur right here. Then you get into Long Creek, and then there's Mount Zion. And this Southeast Place is a brand new subdivision development, as you said, on Fitzgerald Road. And they're doing 3- and 4-bedroom ranch and 2-story homes starting at $249,900, built by Rick Eisen. There are 30 lot subdivisions, 6 floor plans. And joining us, part of the Doolin group, Stacy Doolin and Joe Doolin this morning. Well, first of all, we're not used to showing up at 6 o'clock and having everybody here and active. You guys are hardworking people. We appreciate that.
Thank you.
Well, it's okay. I mean, usually it's everybody's like, okay, or there's a janitor letting us in the back door or something like that. You guys are ready to go. You showed this place this morning, right?
Oh, yeah. We're out here working, you know, all hours, 24/7.
Now, this is a great option for folks in a very affordable price range. I mean, people, you know, we've been looking at the West End a lot over the last 3 or 4 months. You know, we were looking at, you know, character and the things that you look for. You think about new home construction, you know, with smart homes and all of this. I mean, starting at $249,900, being in Mount Zion School District, but inside the city proper. I mean, this is a very unusual circumstance for people.
It really is. And Roy Mosser, the developer here, is one of the best people that you could ever have involved with any organization or any growth of anything. He takes pride in his workmanship. He's brought along Rick Isom, who Rick, if you look how the finishing touches of this home, it's just beautiful. He's built them with 6-inch walls, energy efficient. You just couldn't ask for any better home at $249,900.
Yeah, and I think for folks that are maybe, you know, looking at different things, I mean, there's something to be said about moving in and having all of this done and not doing that yourself and taking that spare time that you want to do by maybe investing in a home and then redoing everything. I mean, that's quality of lifetime that you get back for your family.
It truly is.
Yeah.
This is going to be a move-in home that you wouldn't have to do a thing to it.
All right, tell me about some of some of the local businesses you guys are working with, because not only Liaison Home Automation, because they're amazing, they do all of our security stuff at the radio stations, and they're fantastic, but you also have Walker's Landscaping, and you're working with Hull's Cabinet Shop, so these are local businesses coming together.
Right, absolutely, and Eric Hull will be here today, actually, so he'll be showing some of the different cabinet styles. He's done a great job. And Liaison, we just actually got our little lesson on the home automation. When you come in, it's nice. You know, all the lights can go on. You can control everything from your phone, from the TV to the security cameras to the thermostat.
And not only but you can do that in Arizona or Florida or anywhere around the world, which is pretty amazing.
Right. And Walker's did a great job here with the landscaping. And we're just, you know, everyone has just been really great contributing.
Well, you guys are part of the Brinkotter.com group, but you guys have your own website for this place. You can go to southeastplace.com to look at these. Now, how many different styles are there?
Yes. So there are 6 different floor plans at this point. So we've got 4 ranches. 3 of them are a 3-bedroom, and 1 is a 4-bedroom ranch. and two stories.
Okay. So, and then what is that price? We said starting at $249.9. So what then is the top out at?
Right over for the biggest two story. The base price is just right over $300.
Okay, so we're still talking about, you know, within
right.
people's means.
Right.
I mean, it is amazing what you can get here in this market, right,
mm-hmm.
Per square foot. I mean, versus, like, what other people. I watch this, like, million-dollar listing show on TV for whatever reason. I'm not a real estate agent, but I just like the personalities. And it's fantasy land. You know, what people are paying in, like, New York and San Francisco, I mean, it's crazy, right? And you think about the value of living here in central Illinois and what you can get for your money, it is just staggering.
Right.
Now, Mount Zion School District. You're walking distance to the movie theater, to restaurants, but yet you're tucked back in here with some nice privacy.
We really are. And the landscaping that you'll see when you drive up the roadway here on Fitzgerald Road, coming into the subdivision, it's really a beautiful setting that's set back here. A lot of privacy, the trees that separate us from the commercial development out front. And like Stacy was saying, that you're back here in your own private world, but if you want to walk to the theater at night, you can walk to the theater. If you want to walk to the restaurant, you can walk to the restaurant. We've got, 10, 12 banks that are within walking distance, basically. You got the Walmart. You got the Rural King. You've got.
And when family comes to stay, there's plenty of hotels. Because that's a good move.
That's right.
Right.
That's the way you had to think of it.
They're right there.
Yeah,
walking
right
distance.
Up there. Yeah,
that's exactly right.
You just walk on down.
Well, this is pretty amazing, and you have to see it to believe it. Now, the basements are interesting, too. I was taking a little tour before we went on the air this morning. There's a full basement that's all the studs are there. I mean, it's ready to, like, build out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this could become a four-bedroom home very easily.
Absolutely, yep. It's already studded. It's got a bathroom rough-in. So all of them have full basements come standard.
Okay, so if people are interested, obviously they can start at southeastplace.com. You can, I'm sure, are booking appointments for people to come and do walkthroughs. What's the best way for people to get a hold of you guys?
The best way is to call the Doolin Group sales team. So our phone number is 217-330-5775, or you can go to the southeastplace.com website. Those two things will lead you back to us. We can set up an appointment for you to see it. Of course, come out today if available.
Absolutely. This morning we're here. There's enough food to feed an army here because Jen is involved.
Master chef
yes.
over there.
Yes. Absolutely. And so whatever doesn't get, I'm sure is going to be tailgating tomorrow over at the University of Illinois. So come on out and try some of that. But they do a walkthrough. I think you're going to be really, really impressed. These are nice homes. There's nothing sort of ostentatious about it. I mean, it's like a family home. This feels like a very family-friendly neighborhood that you're going to be moving in here with kids, and this is going to be a very active sort of community, don't you think?
Yeah. I think it could go either way. You know,
who want to maybe downsize a little and enjoy retirement.
Exactly. It's interesting with the open houses. Joe and I were actually talking about this with the open houses as people are coming through. You know, the things that they're looking for, we're getting those exact type of people. So people that are wanting to downsize a little bit, maybe their kids have moved out, but they still want to be close to everything. And then vice versa, we have people that are just starting their families. So I think this is going to be a really nice mixture of a neighborhood that's created.
And if you do have kids, or particular in our case, a 14-year-old, there's a split master. So the master's on the other side of the house.
Yes.
And you can put the 14-year-old and his deranged video games and all of their dudes and friends other side of the house.
Or even in the basement.
Or in the basement. Even better. And put a lock on the door. it is fantastic. 3- and 4-bedroom ranch and two-story home starting at $249.9. You can go to southeastplace.com and check it out. There are plenty of different versions. You can do the traditional, the French country, the craftsman. I mean, so even your taste as far as the outside is concerned. And then what is like a build out for like new construction? I mean, you know, you have 30 lots here. I just don't, out of my own ignorance, I don't know what timeline we talk, you know, how long does it take to build a new home?
It'll take approximately 4 months.
Okay, well, that's not bad. I would have guessed longer than that. All right. Mm-hmm. So 4 months to build from.
Well, this has been a year and a half in the makings, and we priced everything out. We pretty much know what it would take if you want a fireplace or if you want some other addition to the home. And so it's going to be like a turnkey, and it's we really simplified it for the customer.
Okay. Well, the best place to start, southeastplace.com. And if you want to come out here this morning, we'll be here all 3 hours.
And what time does the open house today go until?
Until 2 o'clock today.
Until 2 o'clock this afternoon.
So you're going to be here all day?
Yes, sir.
All right, till 2 o'clock.
Cool.
You either make a right at the hotel or a left at the hotel, whichever way you're coming. And there's more than one hotel. Which hotel is that? I get them confused.
It's the Hawthorne.
It's the Hawthorne, right. So if you're heading towards Mount Zion on 121, you're going to make a left. If you're heading out of Mount Zion, you're going to make a right. Come right down. You'll see the cars, and there's a circle drive here. There is the spec model home is here. There are two other homes right to the right of us, and then there are 30 lots total, which will make up this entire development. It's great stuff. The Doolin Group. Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
All right. Time now for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally indicated for over 30 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beat.
Don't send another tax and spend Democrat to Springfield. The tax hike imposed on us in 2017 has taken an additional $5 billion out of our wallets. In spite of that, Mike Madigan and the career politicians and their friends in Springfield just passed a budget that is over $1 billion upside down. As your state representative, I'll fight tooth and nail against any progressive income tax proposal. We can't afford it. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, for the Illinois House of Representatives on November 6th.
Paid for by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
If your dream house includes a four-bay garage with hydraulic in-ground lifts, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. Visit your local CarQuest Auto Parts store at Donnelly Automotive. They have the expertise, parts, and tools needed to get you back on the road. Visit Donnelly's at 1288 East El Dorado or give them a call at 428-7414. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
You have a list of things. None of those things say, wander around a warehouse looking for somebody to help you. Nope, you have a list of things and Ace has them. From lawn and garden brands you trust. We also have local experts who make sure you get everything you need. Because at Ace, we have our own list and great service is at the top.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 a.m. and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 a.m., plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
Rosenbaum.
Don't send another tax and spend Democrat to Springfield. The tax hike imposed on us in 2017 has taken an additional $5 billion out of our wallets. In spite of that, Mike Madigan and the career politicians and their friends in Springfield just passed a budget that is over $1 billion upside down. As your state representative, I'll fight tooth and nail against any progressive income tax proposal. We can't afford it. Please vote for me, Dan Calkins, for the Illinois House of Representatives on November 6th.
For by the committee to elect Dan Calkins.
Cooking, that's all I could think about. Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, family, parties, dinners. Well, we needed a new stove and microwave. That's all there was to it. So off to the stores we went. After checking everybody's best deals, we decided Dick Van Dyke Appliance World beat them all. We got a beautiful GE True Convection stove in that new slate color and a matching over-the-range microwave with super easy clean interior. And we saved over $1,000 on the set. It came with that exclusive free Dick Van Dyke 10-year protection plan and no interest financing, too. I can't wait to start my holiday cooking. Wow!
I'm Dennis Regan, president of Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. This could be your true story in Decatur during our Black November sale. Get 0% interest financing with approved credit and save over $1,000. Wow!
Dick Van Dyke Appliance World. When you buy from us, you get the whole store.
Hi, this is Amy Ruff, candidate for Macon County Clerk.
At a very young age, my parents taught me the meaning of hard work and the importance of treating others with kindness and respect. They also taught me to use good old-fashioned common sense. As your Macon County Clerk, I promise to bring those very same values to the clerk's office. Under my watch, the people of Macon County will always come first. I promise to be accountable, transparent, accessible, and a strong advocate for all the citizens of Macon County. This is Amy Ruff, and I would appreciate your vote on November 6th. Paid for by Friends of Amy Ruff.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
We are back here on a Friday, live from Southeast Place, the newest development here in Decatur. You can go to South Place or southeastplace.com if you would want to check it out on their website. Right now it's time for our GT Church interview. We have Pastor Matt with us every Friday, and he joins us. You can join them 8, 9:30, and 11, and you can also stream at gtchurch.com. And by the way, nice and close to this development as well would be just a short drive. Pastor Matt, how are you on this Friday morning?
I am great, Brian. How are you today?
I'm hanging in there. You're going to talk about a difficult subject today, at least difficult for me anyway, which is God's promises in the Bible. The Bible is a very is dense an okay word to use? I mean, it is up to interpretation.
You're right. You're right, Brad. I actually had someone just this past week. I was doing a home visit, and someone asked me, they're like, Pastor Matt, there are parts of the Bible I can kind of get, but Why is it so hard to understand sometimes? And I'm like, I get it. You're right. There are things that are a little bit hard to understand, but it is true, Brian. And it's going to be kind of in the context of, patience, God's patience with us, and there are times that we give up on things. We look at our lives, we look at our dreams, we look at our aspirations, and maybe they seem too impossible, or maybe we've messed up. Maybe, you know, we were pursuing something, Brian, and it's like, you know what, it's not happening for me right now. Or this, Brian, we get locked in the dream process, that it's just like something we dream about or think about. What's the, you know, at what point do you just stop dreaming and do you start pursuing?
That's an interesting, call to action, I guess I should say. So break down the service. Give us kind of the Reader's Digest condensed version of what people are going to hear this weekend at GT Church.
That there are times in our lives, Brian, when it takes different directions, where it looks like we're heading this way, and then we get there, Brian, and it's like, my goodness, how'd I end up here? I was heading this way, and how'd I end up here? Or it gets too tough. Or like I said, Brian, that we maybe have some ups and downs, some twists and turns, and it's like, you know what, I'm out. I'm done. This is too difficult. And that whole twist about, man, I'm dreaming about this. I'm really reaching for this. I'm not telling people to stop dreaming, Brian, but there's got to be a point, because we got to have those dreams, but there's got to be a point where it gets out of that realm of dream and we actually start pursuing. We give up too easily. And so I'm really going to challenge people. Hey, God never gives up on us, and don't you give up on yourself. Get out there. If you've fallen down, pick yourself back up and start going after it. Life's too short. Life's too short to short sell yourself. And so get out there, make it happen. You've got something to contribute.
Yeah, I think that is a pretty good statement. I think about this maybe not as serious, but every time the lottery gets to one of these gigantic numbers, right, people aren't really buying these tickets to win this money. They're buying the ability to dream about what they would do with this money, right? It's like they're renting. Yeah, they're renting a dream for the weekend instead of getting out and living their lives. And I think that society, we do too much of that in this country. We kind of dangle these dreams in front of people instead of just sort of getting to work on making your own dream a reality. And I think with social media and the internet and all of the, I don't know, we're losing touch with sort of that face-to-face real life, and people are sort of living in this fantasy land. And I wonder what that does to us in the long term.
Man, Brian, I think it's toxic. the more we look at our lives and our circumstances, and I call it comparisonitis, Brian, where it's like, man, well, I want that, or how come she has that, or man, you know, poor me, and look at him, why is this door opening for him? And a lot of times, Brian, it's because, you know, just quite frankly, we've given up, or we're not willing to be tenacious. We're not willing to dig in our heels and go after it. So I'm really going to encourage people, come on, don't give up. Get out there. You've got it in you. Fight for what you want. Make it happen.
Pastor Matt, have a wonderful weekend, and we really appreciate it. Literally, gtchurch.com, 8, 9, 30, and 11 on Sunday. They stream their services, too, by the way. If you want to put your toe in and maybe not show up in person, you want to just kind of watch and see what you might come to expect. By the way, if you move in here to Southeast Place, you're going to be right down the road from GT Church.
Yeah, not too far from it at all.
Not walking distance, but just a quick drive.
That's true.
Pastor Matt, with always an inspirational message. That was part of Beth's message last night, Beth Newhoff at the Greater Decatur Chamber of Commerce annual dinner. Was, you know, about her tenets of, you know, getting back up and doing. And doing is so much in life. Do you think we have too much of a promise of, I think a lot of kids, if you go back to the early 1960s, watched the Ed Sullivan Show and said, oh, I want to be a Beatle. I mean, we've always had those kind of dreams.
Sure.
And some of them did.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Tom Petty did. Bruce Springsteen did. People that were inspired by and literally talk about that television appearance of the Beatles, and they became rock stars.
Right.
It's a tiny fraction, you know, of people.
Yes.
That sat and watched that and dreamed of being a rock star.
Right.
And now, instead of the hard work it took to sort of become a rock star, you had to learn how to write songs and play instruments and be in a band. Mm-hmm. Now
you had to live in a van for a while.
Well, right. And it took years of hard work and determination. Now we were going to give it away on American Idol. You know, we're going to like give you this. Well, there's, you know, what was the last mega lottery?
$1.6 billion.
Okay. There's one person going to win that. Statistically, your odds of winning that, I mean, you were like much more likely to get hit by lightning, die, you know, all of these things, but you were hanging on that, winning that dream. That's what you're doing. You buy one of those tickets because you're not winning.
No. I mean, I
don't. And the people that win, their lives way more than not are ruined.
That happens more than people that benefit from it, that's for sure.
Because if you think like a 19-year-old kid going to the NBA, you hand him millions of dollars, you see what happens. But what do you think about a 40-year-old, you know, part-time, okay, here's $1 billion. What do? I mean, there's no way. So we sit around instead of doing the day-to-day things you need to do to be successful, the hard work, the grit, that's what we call it here at Newhoff Media.
Mm-hmm.
We don't do that. We're just waiting for somebody to hand us our dream.
Right.
On a silver platter. Without any effort or work. And then the kids growing up today, and at the risk of yesterday sounding like a old guy saying, get off my lawn.
Right.
They're not being taught that either. I mean, it's just, it's everything is on demand. Everything is instantaneous. There's no work or hard effort to get to something. It is all just expected to be delivered to you how you want it, when you want it, where you want it, right there on demand.
And that is not reality, and that is certainly not real life.
But it's their reality.
I know.
And so
well, it's their perception of reality.
I worry about the direction this country is headed in, and you can look at almost every study and see this. You know, kids coming out of college today, they want to go and in 6 weeks be CEO of the company. I mean, there's no realistic expectation about employment or what it takes to get ahead or to become, you know, management or to climb up the ladder. There's none whatsoever.
No, you have to learn a work ethic. I mean, that just doesn't come naturally. You learn that as you grow older.
Yeah. Well,
you would hopefully learn that as you grow older.
I don't know. I think Pastor Matt's right. You don't want to take people's dreams. I heard Mike Rowe talking about this, who I find just to be endlessly fascinating on this subject matter. And he said that we spend too much time telling kids chase your dreams because you know what? Not every kid's going to become an astronaut or a president of the United States. So it's sort of foolish to sit and give them that false illusion that they're going to be an astronaut or a president of the United States.
Right. But encouraging them is something completely different.
Well, but he says, and I don't know that he's right, but I suspect that he is, that you find your dreams in your work. I mean, you go to where the work is and then find your passion in that, you know, instead of the other way around.
Okay. That makes sense. I get that.
I mean, you've got a generations of kids growing up in the inner city that see life as two choices, being a drug dealer or an NBA star. And it's like, okay, well, where's the
in-between?
Where are the two of these? I mean, how many NBA players are there? How many lawyers are there? How many doctors are there? You know, why can't you identify over here instead of here? But we keep pitching that to them.
Right.
Like, that is your choice in life.
Right. And for many, and the majority.
The vast majority.
The majority, it's not going to be a reality. They're going to
just
end up
statistically speaking,
spot.
It's like playing the lottery.
Right.
I mean, you're not going to win.
Right.
Yes, a few are, and they're going to make a ton of money for playing a kid's game, and good for them. But that number is a microscopic number compared to the general population.
Oh, absolutely. It's tiny compared to what is real life.
So I don't know. You know, I've been thinking about all this stuff a lot over the last year or so, you know, with just what message do you send to kids? And there's a fine line between chase your dreams and then just giving them and selling them an illusion that isn't possible.
Yeah. I understand that.
We do it all the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you could be anything.
Well, maybe. Yeah. Yeah, you could. I mean, maybe.
But that used to mean if you worked really hard and did everything necessary to become that.
Right.
Now I think we've taken that step out of it, and it's just you can be anything. And then they just kind of, they're on a college campus throwing a fit going, you said I could be anything. Right?
Yes, that's right.
That's all I'm saying.
Yeah, no, I understand. Nice.
There used to be some context to that. You could be anything.
Yeah.
With hard work.
With hard work.
With dedication.
There were caveats to it. Yeah. With hard work, dedication,
doing all that you need to do,
yes.
Then you can do anything you want to do.
But there's a lot of work that goes into doing what you want to do.
Yeah. I don't. Somewhere this all started.
Yeah. I don't know where the actual launching point is.
The microwave oven is generally where I land.
That's where you put it?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can get a nice microwave oven here at Southeast Place.
You could go past microwave to maybe air travel or commercial air travel. And the reason I say that is when we were kids, it wasn't affordable for, like, middle-class people to fly to Disney World. You know,
no.
We would get together, like, with my cousins and aunts, and they would drive in a van to Florida. Like, you'd take 2 days
so
to drive.
You pile in the car and go.
And you would go to Disney World. When commercial flying, and half the fun was the 2 days in the van, as miserable as it was, because the destination took longer to get to, so therefore when you got there, it was more satisfying.
Right. Makes sense.
That was life.
Yeah.
Dinner was, you know, better because somebody took the time to prepare all the food that was served at the table.
Right.
So we start flying commercially, we start microwaving our food, we start driving through drive-thrus and fast food and all. I mean, and we took the journey part of all of this out of the equation. It was just about how can we get to the end destination as quick as we can get there.
Right.
And then now that has played over into every area of our lives.
Yeah, that's true. And it has.
It's
it
not
has,
the journey anymore.
No, it's not the journey anymore.
Just the end destination. And
it's
that's
what
it.
Results and how fast can I get them?
Yeah, no matter how I get them.
Mm-hmm.
And we've lost something as a country because of that. We'll take a quick break. Matt Hall is standing by. We're really throwing people for a loop today with your WSOY 3-day forecast. We are live at Southeast Place. This is Byers and Company.
For today, patchy fog before 10 a.m., otherwise partly sunny with a high near 53. Tonight, isolated showers before 10 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 35. For your Saturday, partly sunny with a high near 54. And for your Sunday, showers and a high near 58. Right now in downtown Decatur, it is 37 degrees.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Buying a new grill from a big warehouse is like trying to start your old grill. You can end up standing around by yourself and nothing happens. Not at Ace. We've got an exclusive lineup of premium brands, plus premium service to make sure you get the right grill. That's why grilling starts at Ace.
Thanks for making Kenny's Ace your local place for paint and more. We're proud to be part of the Decatur community. Stop by Kenny's Ace, a local business where you can count on getting great help.
If your significant other asks you to slip into something more comfortable and you put on coveralls, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If you never have to remind yourself that it's righty-tighty, lefty-loosey, then CarQuest is for you. CarQuest is for those who really know and care about their car. CarQuest is serious auto parts.
Choose Donnelly Automotive at 1298 East El Dorado. Give them a call at 428-7414. Donnelly Automotive. Great people, great products, great prices.
The Milliken Big Blue Athletic Program continues to get more national attention each season, and you can follow along all year long by listening to the Big Blue Hour every Friday from 5 to 6 p.m. on WSLY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM and ESPN Decatur 1050 AM, plus streaming live and podcasted at NowDecatur.com and on the free Now Decatur app. Hear live interviews with coaches and athletes along with a weekly recap and previews of the week ahead. It's the Big Blue Hour, presented by Milliken University, Fridays at 5 p.m.
County Clerk.
Your car may not have a recall, but it could have issues you don't even know about.
I literally was like, what is going on?
Coming up on our next Fox Focus, where you can find these problems before it's too late. Tonight on Fox Springfield News at 9.
Tonight, thinking of missing an all-new Fox Funny Friday?
Let's think about that. Nope.
Tim Allen is back, starting with an all-new Last Man Standing.
I want this, so I am overruling you.
You can do that?
Bet retirees are running for office on the Cool Kids.
Let's get out there and charm some voters.
I feel like I'm watching the Titanic leaving the dock.
Fox Funny Friday, where the laughs are a breath of fresh air.
Oh, wait, I think it might be that guy's oxygen tank.
Tonight at 7 on Fox Illinois. Feeling a bit run down? You don't have to stay up late. Get to bed on time and watch Fox Springfield News at 9.
Get your news before the other guys and watch Fox Springfield News at 9.
When I called my dentist, she said it could take up to a week to get my broken dentures back. I panicked. I only have one set of dentures. Luckily, I found out about Macon Dentures. Macon Dentures can fix dentures the same day, right here in Decatur. I made one simple call to 422-4214, and the rest was a breeze. I had my dentures back the same day.
Ask your dentist about Decatur-based Macon Dentures, offering same-day denture repair and new dentures. Call 422-4214.
This is Byers & Company on WSOY 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at NowDecatur.com.
By the way, that would be the Cars, a band that neither one of our millennial guests yesterday knew about. They didn't even know they were a band.
They thought it was a Pixar movie.
It was a Pixar movie.
Well, I know it was a Pixar movie.
That was their only reference point.
That caused me pain.
Okay, but are we just old, or did it cause you?
No, we're not just old.
Is it legitimate pain?
Come on, it's legitimate. Come on. I mean, why aren't they learning about music like the way we learned about music?
Because they don't have to. There's no journey. It's just everything is at their fingertips.
Goes back to what we were just talking about.
It's easier now to do it than it ever has been.
Blech.
But they don't do it. Don't make the old guy black sound. I mean, if you don't want to sound like the old guy, formulate an argument.
I'm okay being the old guy with it. I'm just bummed about it because there's so much great music out there that these kids don't know anything about.
You think it stops at music?
No. That's just the one example.
For those of you who missed the show yesterday, we had some time with a couple of our millennial guests, our own Carol Lee and Andrew out at the HSHS St. Mary's Remote. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about Live Aid, which took place in 1985, and I went through the entire set list of there in Wembley Stadium in London and at JFK in Philadelphia, and they did not know 98% of the music.
Yeah, I know.
Or the artist. Like Eric Clapton. They thought Keith Richards was a singer for another band.
Yeah.
They didn't know the Cars.
Yeah, they didn't know hardly anybody that you had mentioned. I mean, there were some hits, you know, there were some that they talked about that they did recognize, but not many.
Yeah, Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young elicited, well, I think I know who Bing Crosby is.
Huh? David Crosby, yes.
Yes, so that was the answer. Podcast is available if you want to hurt yourself. It's at NowDecatur.com.
Oh, yeah, go find that one.
NowDecatur app, or you can check it out on iTunes or anywhere you get your podcast. Simple and easy to do. All right, coming up next hour, Ramona Sullivan, judicial candidate for the 6th Judicial Court, will be with us. We'll visit with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Rick Isom, the builder of this home that we're sitting in right now, this 30-lot subdivision, will join us. An old friend. Rick and I go way back to high school days. And we'll also be giving away some tickets to the Illini, courtesy of J.L. Hubbard Insurance and Bonds. All of that straight ahead. Big Matt Hall sitting back in for Lindsay Romano. We're live here at Southeast Place. You can literally check out their website. SoutheastPlace.com. News is coming your way next.
Get your news, weather, and sports now with the Now Decatur app, available for free for iTunes and Google Play. Only with Now Decatur and WSOY Decatur.